Hey, Legal Shield family, this is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell. It's time for 5 Minutes Strong. And today we're going to enjoy a segment about the whole you and my reflections on how personal development has added to my own success and happiness. And I hope the lessons apply to you too. Enjoy.
Number two, visualize your future happy and successful self. Quote, what the mind conceives, it achieves. Now that was Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. You can also hear that same idea in The Power of Positive Thinking from 1952. You see, to achieve a goal, you must visualize it. Let me be very honest, very vulnerable. For all of my life, quite frankly, all of my adult life, I have always visualized outcomes. I close my eyes, I see myself in a big meeting, a big presentation. Even in my relationships, I visualize sometimes difficult conversations, not because I want them, but because maybe they're necessary as a partner or as a parent, maybe as a manager or as a friend. I visualize what honest talk and preparation lead to. And then, quite frankly, I go out and I get it. I cannot stress how prepared you will be for any encounter, any meeting, if you have visualized it previously as a complete disaster, but then visualized it again where you overcame every mistake, every boo-boo, every faux pas that you originally anticipated as you visualized. My friends, it works. You can call it role-playing. You can call it fantasizing. I call it results. I cannot recommend this too strongly, and quite frankly, I'm not alone. You'll find it in almost all self-help and personal development books. Think about it this way. Planning is key. Without planning, you get sort of the semi-spiritual message of 2006, The Secret, which itself is a rewrite of The Science of Getting Rich from 1910, which was based on a 19th century concept of mind over body. Science tells us that there is no law of attraction, which argues, quite frankly, that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences into a person's life. This belief is based on the idea that people and their thoughts are made up of pure energy, and that a process of like energy attracting like energy exists through which a person can improve their health, their wealth, personal relationships. But let me be very clear, there is no empirical scientific evidence supporting the law of attraction. But let me tell you what is true, and this is a big but. There's a lot of psychological reasons to support believing that you can bring good things into your life by focusing on good things. Good decisions lead to better outcomes. You focus on good decisions, then your wealth, your health, and your relationships, they will benefit. What we all want to do to get to our goal, and again, remember, depending upon how big that goal is, it could take years, and the bigger the goal, quite frankly, the bigger your ambition. So the more important thing is planning it out because, you know, it's like a Hail Mary. It's a very low probability of success. If you have a big goal and it's going to take potentially years, you need to plan it out bit by bit, chunks and buckets, individual steps to move you forwards and help you make progress. Before you know it, you're there because time, as we know, tends to fly. The more planning, the more persistence, the more commitment. Remember that you're playing the long game. An emotional connection to your visualization is how you acquire mental toughness. That's how you get past hurdles that make us want to quit anything, even when it's worthwhile, when the tough gets going.
Hey, Legal Shield family. I hope you enjoyed that installment of 5 Minutes Strong around the whole you and the lessons that I've learned in my lifetime about how personal development can aid in your happiness and success. Why? Why now? Well, because we know that our time is now. It is time to ask yourself if you are living the life that you want to live. Are you making the decisions that will determine your destiny? Are you willing to put in the work? Because your time is now. For all of our lives, we've been asked to wait for equality, for freedom. But there are more of us now. We are stronger, and we will wait no longer. Our time is now. As the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. The time is now to open the doors of opportunity and to reach the paths of justice and security. The time is now because it is time for change.